Hi there, this is Michael Palermo. This series is all about developing for Windows 8, Windows Store apps in half the time. And once again, by popular demand, we're going to be inviting Mr. Jeremy Foster, a.k.a. Code Foster, and his website is codefoster.com, to talk to us about something that I'm sure you are going to find quite captivating. Let me see if he can capture your interest. Jeremy.
Hey. So I'm back once again. Let's hope that the third time is a charm. I'm really glad that you had me back, Michael. This is a lot of fun. I love showing off features of Windows 8. The one I'm going to show you today is a really cool one because it's going to show you how to use the devices, specifically the media devices, like your camera and your microphone in Windows 8. So let's take a look at that again in Code Show. Okay, so like I said, once again, we're in Code Show. And if you want the source code, the full source code for this project, it's in Code Show. codeplex.com. You can download the full source and also get updates about the project and how it's going. Now, what I want to do is I want to show you how Windows 8 makes it easy for you to take advantage of it as a platform. When you make an app for Windows 8, you're on a native platform, so you have access to all the devices. Let me show you for real quick this one demo called Devices. When we click that, we get an enumeration of all of the devices that Windows 8 recognizes. We're not going to dive into that one yet, but I just want you to see that it makes it super easy to ask Windows 8, what is this computer capable of? But let's go over to the media capture demo. I'm going to launch that one. The media capture demo aggregates three things that you might want to do with your computer. You might want to capture an image from the webcam. You might want to capture a video with the webcam. And you might want to capture audio, record from a microphone, the built-in microphone, something like that. Let's go ahead and take a picture. This is me talking right now. So let me go ahead and take my picture. Ha! There I am, and let's crop, and let's say that instead of this ugly mug, we want to get elevate. Let's get elevate in the frame. Hit OK. All of that functionality is built in for us. I didn't have to program the cropping, the picture taking, none of that. It does it all for me, and I can bring that into my HTML image element right there. I could also bring in video if we had time. I could bring video into a video tag, and I could bring audio into an audio tag. So let's look at what that code looks like. I'll go to the media capture demo and right-click and see the code. Here we are. We'll look at the HTML real quick and see that we've got a standard IMG tag, a video tag, and an audio tag. Now let's scroll over to the JavaScript and see what's going on. This first section is all it takes to capture the still image because we're asking Windows for the camera capture UI object, and then we're just saying capture file. Likewise, with the video, we're asking Windows 8 for the camera capture UI object, and then we're just capturing video. Now the audio one, I took this opportunity to get a little bit more complicated, not that I had to, but to dive into the media capture object, which gives you tons of power and control over all the media devices on your system. So that's enough for now. Feel free to check out codeshow.codeplex.com, look at that demo and all the others, and have fun programming on Windows 8.
Once again, thank you, Jeremy. Boy, it looks like media capture is a breeze when we're dealing with JavaScript in Windows 8. So thank you for showing that. And once again, you've heard it over and over again, codeshow.codeplex.com. You can get the source code for any of the demos, including the ones that you saw in today's episode. For now, I'm Michael Palermo. We'll see you on the next episode.